And at the start of each month, we like to catch up on what's happening right across the Lower Eyre Peninsula. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What's happening with Cummins Pool now that the weather's warming up?
Yes, so now that the warmer weather is on the way, the Cummins Pool's open for the summer season. So it's now open on weekdays from 4 till 6pm during the school term, and on weekends and school holidays it will be open from 2 till 6pm. The pool won't be open if the forecast for the day is 23 degrees or under.
Because the Weather Bureau never gets it wrong, do they?
It's a tough gig, isn't it?
It's a very tough gig. While we're talking about pools, obviously school holidays are a great time to have swimming lessons.
Yes, yeah, so those interested in the school holiday swimming programs, you can now book through Royal Life Saving South Australia for programs in Cummins from December 13th to the 17th, and through VacSwim for programs for Coffin Bay from January 10.
And while we're on the topic of issues regarding health and safety, latest Pfizer-Vax clinics?
Yes, so there will be another Pfizer-Vax clinic in Cummins at the RSL Hall on November the 8th and 9th, so you can book via the SA Health webpage.
And Coffin Bay Progress Association has their AGM shortly.
Yes, so Tuesday, November 9th, 7pm in the hall kitchen.
And then just a couple of days after that, I can't believe it's that time already, Remembrance Day.
I know. So the year's sneaking away from us, isn't it? Mm. So Remembrance Day is on November 11. There will be a service of remembrance at the RSL Garden of Remembrance in Cummins at 10:45 p.m. A.M., sorry.
That might be literally when the guns fell silent. You never know. What about health and well-being in the community? I understand there's a health advisory council meeting.
Yes, yeah, so if you're wanting to have your say on health and wellbeing in our community, the Lower Eyre Health Advisory Council will be holding its AGM on Wednesday, November 17th at the Cummins Hotel at 7:30 p.m.
Speaking of the Cummins Hotel, did I hear right that they've got an open mic night?
They do, November 19th, with Empowering Lower Eyre for everyone to showcase their art and music. It starts at 6:30 p.m. So the two most popular acts from the night will have a chance to play at the 2022 Get Out Music and Arts Festival in Cummins. And here comes the early plug. So Empowering Lower Eyre have been lucky enough to secure funding for the third Get Out Music and Arts Festival. So mark in your calendars, February 12, 2022 at the Cummins Oval.
I always thought open mic night was a little bit of stand-up comedy. I thought we might have What's the Deal with Julie?
That wouldn't be a very good seller.
You never know. Christmas is on the way, as you say. No So Christmas Tree, what's that about?
So it's a craft project for people 10 years and above. So you can book in to make a No So Christmas Tree on Saturday, November the 27th at the Cummins Hall. There's a morning and afternoon session available. The cost is $20, but you need to book in. So you can call Sandy on 0429 162 116 to book in.
When's the next Coffin Bay Markets?
Yeah, so that's coming up soon, November the 14th at the Town Hall.
And 1802 Oyster Bar's getting in amongst the fundraising action.
Yeah, so they're hosting an Eats and Beats fundraiser for Mentally Fit EP at Coffin Bay on Sunday, November 13th from 5pm. The beats will be by Liquid Lunch, and it's a fundraising event for Miss SCA Tunarama entrant Kaya Wicks.
And what about community funding for some programs or maybe some projects?
Yeah, so if your community group's looking for funding to get a project off the ground, Council's grant programs close on November 8th. So have a look at the Council's Facebook page and website for further details on that.
And, of course, don't forget that the Lower Eyre Peninsula Fire Ban season starts on November 15th. CFS website for more info?
Certainly. So, check out their website for all the details, but the date to remember is November 15th.
Certainly no shortage of things happening in the lead up to Christmas across the Lower EP. Thank you very much, Julie, and we'll check in again in December.
Fabulous. Have a great day.